Welcome to My Take on It with Your Angelic Karma. If you are interested in sharing your story in a future broadcast, send an email to yourangelicstories@gmail.com. Here she is, folks, your host, the one, the only, the also beautiful, Your Angelic Karma.
We're back, and this is My Take on It. Friday, May 7th. And you know, a lot of you could have dates. It's Friday. It's almost the week. Well, it's officially the weekend on Fridays to me. Some of you could have dates. Now, and we're live once again. Thank you all for joining me. Thank you for coming back to listen. I love it. I love that people are listening to me like that. It's fascinating. You never really get over it. So, some of you could be having dates, and I'm going to tell you, and this is more to the men, because I feel that, okay, if the guy is asking you out, if a guy asks you, first, men may need to pay attention to the type of woman that they are approaching. It's good to pay attention to the type of woman that you're approaching. If she's told you the type of woman that she is, and you don't match that or resonate with that, but you're attracted to her physically, don't approach her. Now, if you can look at that woman and tell that there's a certain quality of life, okay, and you know that you don't match that, don't approach her. I think men like to reach high on the apple tree sometimes, and or like when you throw your line out there in the water, you just hope to get a bite. Like that, even though you may not be prepared for the bite that you get. So I feel that when the man is asking the woman out, that he, on a date, that he could at least be prepared as it relates to where he's going to take her. It's like, put a lot of thought into it based on the woman that you're asking out. Be able to tell what type of woman that is so that you can know where to take her like that. Or if you're the type of guy that, well, I'm asking her out and I'm going to choose a restaurant, for instance, because I think that when you go on the first date and it's filled with physical activities, they're going to be on one side of the amusement park. You're going to be on the other side of the amusement park, or there's a lot going on. I feel that that's not good for a first date. That's my opinion. I feel that first dates, you need to sit down in a calm atmosphere where it's going to be quiet and intimate so that you two can talk. It's about not the distraction of other people, not the distraction of fun. It's about the fun can come later if you two feel after conversation, we're a match or we want to see one another again. I think that the focus should be on the communication between you two and nothing disturbing that, like that. It's kind of a red flag to me. This is my opinion, when you meet someone and if they want to, the first date, they want to, we're going to do this and then we're going to do that and then we're going to be there, do this and then we're going to do that. And there are going to be 20,000, 15 million people there. We're not going to be able to hear each other when we speak. It's going to be about fun. We're going to be doing this. That's a distraction. That's a distraction. I feel that, well, first date, you need to be across from the person talking and communicating like that. And because I feel that sometimes, like, if it's about, well, we're going to have this first date and it's going to be exciting and it's going to be fun and we're going to be distracted from one another, I feel that sometimes the idea could get, it could be used to put the idea in your mind that the relationship is all going to be about fun, and it can kind of easy, like, get you to thinking, what is it? It takes you away from the person and you're like, oh, this is a great person because everything was a distraction. We didn't talk. It was about fun and jumping up and down at a concert. Well, that's not going to be the reality of a date like that. I think that you need to sit down and talk to them with nothing distracting you. That's my opinion. And usually dinner or lunch will suffice for more normal, serious adult people. Now, and so I feel that if the man is asking the woman out, he needs to put more thought into where he's taking her based on the type of woman that it is. Like that. And I think it's quite simple, because I feel that on the first date, all dates, no matter what type of woman it is, should be about sitting down where we could have quiet so that we could talk and get to know one another, because it would be the first date. No matter who the woman is. Now, but based on who the woman is, I think the man should still put thought into where he's going to take her for lunch, where he's going to take her for dinner, what restaurant he's going to take her to. Now, so, and I think that that's on the man if he's asking the woman out. Now, if he says, okay, I want to take you out and this is the restaurant I'm going to take you to, okay, or these are the three choices or two choices, and you two choose together, that's different. Or if he says, okay, I'm taking you out, this is the restaurant we're going to, I think that he needs to put, even in the three choices or the one choice of him making a decision, or it's a co-decision, I think a lot of thought needs to be made as it relates to the type of woman and where you're taking her. Sometimes, some women are huddle house women. You can take them to the huddle house like that, okay. Some women it depends, knowing the woman that you're asking out like that, knowing what type of woman it is, having an idea of what type of woman she is like that, slowing down and giving thought to the date, even if it's a lunch date, even if it is a dinner date, because sometimes those first impressions are true to the nature of what type of relationship that could be. Sometimes, if the first impression is filled with activity, it cannot be in fun. It cannot be true to how that relationship is going to be. It could be the cover. You know, it's like, hell, it all started out fun in the beginning, but hell, did it went down. No, we need to talk like that. And with no distraction. Then the other dates could be fun after we know that we hit it off and want there to be more dates. And, you know, it's like, because men, I'm speaking to the men, okay, is give thought to it. You know, if you're asking her out, be willing to, you know, is knowing what type, it's easy to see what type of woman that you would be at. You would be attracted to her. You would have a type of idea of what type of person she is. You would have some idea of what type of person she is. Some women are huddle house women. You could take them to the huddle house, things like that. But you would be able to tell that also. And is like for a first date, is okay. Now, nothing against huddle house, but still is okay. Now, so men, give thought to it. Put thought to it. It's the first date. Put thought into it. You know, is because if the Uber driver comes to pick the woman up, and he knows the direction, and he asks her as she gets in the car, you must be going out to have lunch with the girls, because if it's a guy, you need to dump him. Okay. You know, that's a sign. That's a sign. And then she walks in, and you have to get a tray and go to the counter, like a tray. And you go to the counter and make your order, like, and then you go over to your chair, and you walk in dressed to the nines, and people look at you as if you're the health inspector of the restaurant, knowing that there should be one in there, but they like the food anyway, and they think you're the health inspector, or you own the dump because you're dressed like you don't belong there. And then you go sit down, and then the waitress cook person has on a hairnet, and she brings you the rest of your food, and you're digging in the soup and wondering, is this slop? It's like, okay. What the fuck? Who in the fuck do you think I am? Like, did you? Man, put thought into, and then some women belong there. Okay, now, and then you have, put thought into the first date. You know, and make sure that you are not showing up with cat hair on you, or the man, is it showing up with like cat hair or any type of damn hair hanging off of him. Get your shit together. Okay. And stay in your lane as it relates to dating people. And it'll be easier because some women may like that you like have cat hair or human hair or long hair, short hair, hair out. Some women may like that. You know, they may like rolling their spoon in a bowl and wondering, is this slop? And why am I holding a tray to a chair? It's like, okay, that might be right up their alley. So stay in that lane. Okay, now, and is... because there are people that match people. But it's like, okay, don't just throw your line out there hoping somebody will bite. And then when they bite, they have to see the real you anyway. Or they get to know the real you anyway. And they don't like it. Is so... and then you're, and the woman would most definitely be sitting there. She belongs there. She would most definitely, even with the conversation, would most definitely thinking in her mind, okay, I'm never seeing you again. Like that. And you know, and it won't be a new restaurant for him. It would be one that he goes to. Now I can see if he's stumbling in there goofily. And he was surprised also, but it's like he chose it. Okay. And it's okay. You know, and you would be thinking in your head, well, hell, McDonald's would have been better than this. It actually would have. And the conversation revolves around their health habits and how healthy they are and their new age health stuff. And you're looking at them like, well, it's not working. And it's doing all that and all that you're talking about, you should have more results. Is, and that's what you're thinking, is like, men, put more thought. Don't just throw your line out there hoping to catch somebody and wishing that they don't have any type of expectation. Hoping that they don't have any type of expectation. Like that. Or hoping that they see you through the eyes of Neptune. They're not looking at you through Neptune eyes. They're looking at you through grounded ones. And they're seeing reality. It's like... and then you could get that other woman that loves that. You would be the man of her dreams. But it's like... It's kind of... like... hell no. And put thought, a lot of it, a lot of thought, and then more thought, and then think some more as it relates to where you're going on the first date. Now, I can't speak for all women. Some of them, you don't have to think, period. Is it okay? Go towards that one. You'll be able to tell.